We're going to grab Dab Mesech the Sivam is the Chabez, we're going to Melv, we're going to Tezmas, we're going to Zigmar, Shnees, to Bchia, regarding these six of the secondary Arez, of Bchia, Yishlan, Hepsik, Aloy, which category are they in? Are they those that do stop or they don't stop? Tzvi says, Tim, it's a wonder. Because the Elton, previously we had learned that the Kalas Ben Benoi, the daughter-in-law of his grandson, is a sort of typical that they keep on going. So the time of the Koshkins, but definitely one of the cases of the Bryce of Bchia, which is Bas Ben Benoi, which is his grandson's daughter, at some called the Shodesh of all generations, they're his own flesh and blood relatives, the Lemach's condition, that's not even because of marriage like it is by the daughter in law of his grandson. So, how could you entertain to say that Yeshlan has a. So, this is an interesting answer. Is there something you could say is the Kalas Ben Benoi Yeshlai. So, yes, it would make sense that the daughter in law, no matter how far back down from a son that's a son, because she's Bnei Yerusha, she's from the family, she's married into her husband's family, which he inherits from his great-great-great-great-grandfather, far up. And therefore she would frequent by him. And therefore it would make sense to make a gzera of a shneir, of a daughter-in-law, no matter how far down, because they're there. But regarding the grandson's daughter, Labas Yerusha, she doesn't inherit. She's not by him, she's by her husband's family. And hence, therefore, yes, they would make sense that there possibly would be a hafsik, even though by the Kala, there is no hafsik. The difference between Eidus and Arayis is Erva is given over to all, and therefore they might get confused, they might come to admit Arayis by Yisrael, contrast to Eidus, which is given the Bezdin, we're not concerned. Shtai says to him, it's a wonder, because the Lelkoma, previously the Gemara had said, the time of the game, the reason why by Geirim, that we say that the maternal brothers are forbidden, is even though really from Kachanel it should be permitted, is because Shleim, they shouldn't say, oh, that we came from a more severe sanctity when we were non-Jews, we were forbidden, now we're permitted, because they don't understand the concept of that of Kachanel dummy. But here it sounds like the reasoning is no, for something else, because Jews might get mixed up from what they see from this precedent. Because like the way Rashi explains our Gemara, and so to later on the Psaltik Zayin the Beis Mashma sounds like the time Moshe Machlufa. That yeah, the reason is because like our Gemara is saying over, because you might come to mix things up. By the sons of Yudin, the mates of Nishtacher that they were freed. So Shaul Ravach by Yaakov, the mitzvah of Noshe that he permitted them to marry each other's wives because they're not married. They were like Chanel Dami. But come on, he said like this. He said, "Min the aim of Av, if they're maternal brothers, not paternal brothers, kulam the plague dust. No one's going to disagree. That's going to be forbidden." Min av lemin aim, if they're only paternal, not maternal brothers, kolam lepligin, but no one's going to disagree that permitted. Keep believing the av and aim. The dispute was regarding if they're maternal and paternal brothers. Then there's a dispute regarding are they permitted in each other's wives? Are they fully conventional dummy or not? Even regarding to our concerns now. Says Taisis, v'imushum shemiyemru. If you think that the reasoning would be why it would be forbidden, because what maybe people are going to say that oh, we came from kedusha chamur, now it's kedusha kala. So my shari hasan, so why do we have an opinion that it says permitted min ab min aim when the paternal and maternal brothers that it's going to be permitted? Oh, well, why would it be permitted? Most definitely, they were forbidden because they were paternal brothers, and now they were paternal and maternal brothers. So why would that be a reason to permit it now when they're Jewish? You should have that concern. But if the reason is because that the Jews might mix it up, that makes sense because you keep the economic side up because since there is at least a paternal element, no, Jews are not going to come to mix it up because the Basa Avshadal will be going to know that the primary is the paternal relationship. Regarding Egyptians and the non-Jews, they're not considered relatives from their father because the Sivit says in the Pasuk, Zir Masusim Ziramtim, that their force is that of the horses. Therefore, there's no concern for a Jew because Jews are going to know that you can't compare. So that's another, like our sugya, that shows it's because of a chlufe. So is it like a chlufe? Because what we said previously, because shleim and bon mekadush chamur lekadush akal. Says b'shalom, you can say it's actually the honey tree time and tzrichin. You actually need both reasonings. And it depends on the case. The bekurvas, regarding when they're paternal relationships. So oisur and kaidim, when they were Gentiles, there's arayis, are forbidden when they have paternal relationships, when they have the same father. So you cannot say the reasoning of because they're going to come to get mixed up with the Jews, because like we mentioned in passing before, everyone knows that the Gentile's father is not considered related to the child, to his offspring. Like according to Bekiva regarding the father's wife, or regarding the father's sister, that a person should leave his father and his mother. He says that refers to achaysav, which means to say that even bnei noyach have this prohibition of the father's sister. Kiva says the father's wife. So Harayas like these, which are, yes, forbidden for Gentiles because they're paternal relationships, each one saying a different case that they hold of, if you're going to permit them when they convert, there's no concern of a chlufe, because everyone knows that that's not we don't consider it for Judaism as a relationship. So habataymish lo yamru. So the reason over there you have to say is not because of a chlufe, because you're not going to have it. There you have to say the reasoning why it's going to be forbidden is because, oh, they can say, oh, we were forbidden when we were Gentiles, now we're permitted when we're Jews. Now, Place just points out, he says, Abel Ishis of the little Eliezer, each one the inverse of the other one's opinion, the father's wife according to Eliezer. And Machais of little Kiva, well, sure, that's going to be permitted because you don't have of the idea of Shemi Yemru, because each one of those opinions holds that when they were Gentiles, they were permitted. So it's no going down to a lesser sanctity when they're becoming Jewish. And neither is there any mixing up because those are paternal relationships, and Jews know that paternal relationships by the Gentiles have no halachic significance. So that's one category of regarding paternal relationships. And then again, that we have to say is because of the concept of Kedusha Chamur and Kedusha Kala. In contrast, regarding maternal relationships that the Gentiles had, Gentiles don't go with matrilineal descent. They don't go with that maternal relationship to make them forbidden. So there, when they become Jews, we have to actually be concerned for the other reason, because mixing it up. Because they don't have Shem Yemru. And regarding the idea of a chlufe, well, that could be mixed up because they do have a matrilineal relationship because they're all from the same mother, and therefore might get mixed up with Jews. Now, Tais explains, he says, V'hadda amma pegdal, he says, the Gemara says over there in Sanhedrin, that Nosach, someone marries his maternal sister, he has to go ahead and release her, and this is regarding that of Gerim. And in contrast, that if it was his paternal sister, he could stay married to her. So this is saying, based on what we're saying, he says, that's, again, like we're saying, because when it comes to maternal relationship, the reason why you have to release is because it might get confused, like we're saying, for Jews. Because the Shema Yemelech, you don't have that, oh, people can say, oh, it was more severe, now it's less official. Oh, you necessarily can use them, because Gentiles don't treat maternal relationships as forbidden. And whereas in the Avikaim, and regarding as a paternal sister, he could stay married to, because the Mishum Echlufi Lekka, the Tzad Avkin preaches, like we explained, there's no Echlufi, because people know that their paternity is nothing. And because of Shem Yemer, there's also not, because when he was a Gentile, it was also permitted in his sister. Like we said, that's not one of the arayas that they're forbidden. And so it says, this was the reasoning of what the Gemara says over here, the Achim and Aim, lo yidu l'ketchila, that maternal brother should not initially testify. And the reason is because the mos l'chlufe, because we might come to confuse things, because Abam and Ab, but regarding paternal, like we said, there's no achlufe, so then yidu l'ketchila. So therefore, they could initially testify in contrast to that of brothers min aim. Obviously, and there's no kedusha chamur, the kedusha kala in that case. So we're saying that if someone has any type of a brother, Zaykin Keshes Achiv, if he does it on the children, the Mishnah tells us that he's going to have a requirement of Yibum to his brother's wife. Now, the Gemara explains, what's this Mikam Malkum? So he's a Mamzer, even if he's a Mamzer. So he wonders, that's what you need to be Marba over here in our Mishnah, of Imtem Reishah Shemin. We already know from the Reishah, meaning from the previous Mishnah of Chof Med Aleph, that one of the cases was Bas Yisrael Nosan Mamzer. If you have a Bas Yisrael that's Zokik to a Nosan or a Mamzer, the Allah Chilat's Mamzer Memes. Obviously, this is Zika, if it requires Chalitza. So why do you need this Mishnah to say this? Says Tais Rishon, you can say Dima Hashem. If we only had that Mishnah over there, I mean, I would have said Kishanim Mamzer. That's when both brothers Mamzer. But if the brother who died was a kosher, then Enochal Mamzer Zayke Ishta. I would think to say that his brother Mamzer would not make a Zika. That's why we need our Mishnah to say that even such situation, Mikamakum, it would be Zayke Ishasach. Like Tais Mata, begin with the Gemara Pshita. Obviously, what do you have to tell me that he's Zayke for Yibim? What do you mean Achavu? He's his brother. Which Tais says, Tim, it's a wonder. Amai pshitalei, why was it so obvious to the Gemara that it would be a Zika for Yibim? That the Gemara is asking, oh, it's Pashit? Oh, it's a Shaper? What do you mean? You most definitely need to tell me, Lashminon, as a Chiddush, the Mechayiva Krisavacha, because a Mamzer is where his father had a Karis relationship, and that's where this brother is from. And that's a Chiddush to say that he's his brother. Because of a Lim Matinle, we have to tell you that we're not going to exclude it, Lamishish Ishish Labicha, but that we would say that it's only your sibling, only if your father could have ishes, a marriage, which he does not have with chiva krisis. Because Baruch Hakamal, like the Gemara actually asked this later on, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, the Bris Behuda. That the Gemara says, maybe say it's lemishish ish labicha ba, that this that you say bas ishes avicha, that regarding your sister, that it's regarding it, it's an error to you. It's only someone that your father could have a marriage with, lemut chiva krisis, to exclude chiva krisis. So the Gemara gives an answer over there, but you see that that's definitely a chiddush to say. So why are we saying it's so pashut? Shlomitai says, you're right, the Gemara could have given such an answer that it's not so pasha, you need the chiddush for that. But the Gemara preferred to answer as it does, the answer that you needed, this chiddush, because we would have learned out, and it says, Achim by the sons of Yaakov, where you would have thought that the Kshem, also here have to be Kshem. And why would we rather learn it out to say that the chiddush is regarding that? Because the Mishum Haytama Itzuch, it's for that reason itself that the Gemara ultimately requires, then Einloi, regarding this, of that if he does not have a son, then there's Yibin, but if he does, then it's not going to be Yibin. Though we say, what do we mean Einloi with extra yud? It's Einlov to go analyze, which is the Mamzer point in the Yibin, that that's the Chiddush of that Pasuk that tells you that a Mamzer exempts from Yibin. The Loi Nema, that you should not say, Dinil of Achvach and the Yaakov, they should learn from the brothers Yaakov to Loi Zakuk. And that is, you would say, with Loi Zakuk, and the fact that there's no Zika, so Mifta Nema Loi Potter, well, it's not exempt. That's where you learn it off from. So then we'd rather say the Chiddush regarding that actual Alacha, because that ties together those two Alachas of the brother and the son, either one of them being a Mamzer. Wait a Marie. Additionally, the Rihi actually has a different explanation. It says, Dochibach, the Gemara's question was like this. Pshit, it's obvious. What was obvious? Not in general. In general, like Taisa is asking, it's not so obvious. But Pshit was keeping the Tani once you told me that Achav ul-Chaldabah, that he's a brother for all halachas. So then, Pshit is like a Yibim. So obviously, then he would also be a Zika for Yibim. Why is it any different? Mashani, that's a good answer. No, you would have thought to say, Abagab the Achav ul-Chaldabah, although for all halachas, he's like a brother. Have you mean Yibim le-Zika? I would think specifically for the midst of Yibim, we would not make a Zika. Because this has a special unique halacha where you learn that from the brothers of the sons of Yaakov, which are all kshem. That's why you need it as a chiddush. And that's what the more subsequent question is. You tell me he's a brother for all things, which is the Hainu Liyar Shulatamalai, that he can inherit him, and then he, even if he's a kind to Matamatim, when the Gemara has Pshita, it's obvious, meaning it's also based on what we said. Keeping the Zikli Yibim, once you tell me that the Zik of Yibim, even though you would have thought to say you learned from the Yaakov, so even there, it's an added Chiddush. Koshkin Shadvarm, for sure, for all the things, therefore that was what the Gemara's question was, not in general, but specific, based on a precedent that we already have.